For details on how to support Waterford Music Week, click WLRFM.com.
In association with Imro, visit imro.ie.
Yes, as I say, Ray C has done some marvellous work on this, and Mary is doing some good social work in Clare as well. So WLRFM.com, some excellent interviews going across all the different programmes today on The Breakfast Show, on Ollie's programme, on Jeff as well. And now on the line, I think we've got folk jazz songwriter Eric McGrath. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Damon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks very much for joining me this morning. Appreciate it. I think I'm actually going to be interviewing your dad, Tom, next week, am I?
I know, there's some coincidence indeed. When I got contacted about this, I said, actually, as it happens, my dad's going to be on in a few days' time as well. Yeah, he wrote a book over the past 3 years about some really interesting discoveries he'd made about his life, and it's going to be published next week. So, and he's from Waterford, and there's an awful lot of Waterford anecdotes in the book, so it's of great interest in Waterford, so I understand he's going to be interviewed in a few days' time.
Yeah, there'll be more on that, and the book is called Unspoken. I look forward to talking to Tom later about this. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about your, I suppose, interest in music and how it was fostered.
Oh, well, so I suppose you could say I've had a very international upbringing in a way, in that my mother is Spanish, so I spent a lot of time kind of growing up in the two different countries. And then also spent a lot of time in Australia for the last 6 years or so. I was living in Australia. So, look, lots of different influences and in the different styles of music that we would listen to at home. But when I suppose I got to about age 8 or 10, I started tinkering away at a piano we had at home. Then in my teens, started taking it a bit more seriously, got a guitar. My granddad got me a guitar. And I think the digital revolution in music has really made home recording something so accessible now that once I started discovering that, hang on a second, you can just put down a bass line and then add a guitar line to that and then add a vocal line, and before you know it, you've kind of got a four-piece band sound in one evening, just yourself. Once I discovered that, I got addicted to it, and it's pretty much probably spent the last decade at just writing and recording away myself. I've been lucky enough that I've been able to record with some amazing musicians as well. I spent a good bit of time over in London recording in some really nice studios with some proper musicians. I say proper in that I'm only messing about myself, probably, compared to these guys. And then I was lucky enough in that some of those songs have been picked up in different campaigns. A few seem to have resonated with different people, got some nice radio play. In particular, WLR really supported me, and while I get this opportunity, I want to say thank you to all the presenters on your show, on your station, that have given me such support. I regularly get contacted by listeners who have heard me on your station, and I really do appreciate that you've been connecting my music with so many people.
Not at all. It's the least we can do. The music is excellent. I'm not just saying that it's really good. And if it wasn't good, then obviously the lads wouldn't be in touch with you, because we don't do sort of charity stuff like that. We'll do it on the basis of the quality. And one of the songs we're going to play now in a second, It Has to Be You. It's excellent. Just describe to our listeners what you're trying to do in a song like this in terms of the harmonies.
Well, okay. It Has to Be You is actually a very special song for me. It's a song I wrote for my wife when we got married, and I the world premiere was at our wedding ceremony. I got up on the altar and had a guitar with me and premiered it to the world there. And for the first year anniversary, I didn't tell my wife, but I was recording it with other musicians, and we even got a string quartet on it. You'll hear that on the track itself if you're going to play it now. And so that was kind of the first year anniversary gift was, remember that song I played at our wedding? Well, here you go. Here's the actual proper recording of it.
Ah, that's lovely. What's your wife's name, Eric?
Her name is Anna.
Anna. And how long are you married now?
We are married 6 years now, I think. Five or six. Where are we? The COVID years have kind of gone to a blur. I think we're 6 years now.
You sound like you're a bit of a romantic at heart. Do you do little romantic gestures for her every day or every second day?
I try my best to, particularly when I was a bit younger, I tried my best to be a real rock star and write edgy lyrics and kind of be a bit rebellious. But, you know, I just can't get away from writing sloppy love songs. Every time I take out a pen and paper, it's all about heartbreak or love or those kind of themes. So I suppose I've just learned that's who I am. I just embrace it nowadays, and they're the songs that come out, and I suppose that becomes most natural to me.
Yeah, well, sure. So it's the most written about theme of any music, isn't it? And over the years it has been so, and it will continue to be. Maybe you should take up American country music, and then you'll be able to talk about heartbreak even more so, because it's all about heartbreak in that, isn't it?
Maybe. I'll get back to you. I'm going to take you up on your advice, see what you think.
My father loves country and Irish. He wouldn't be a big American country music fan, but a lot of people do like it. What's coming up next for you?
So I've started playing with a friend of mine who's an amazing guitarist called Alex Geiger, and he and I meet very regularly. We're working on songs. He's an absolute whiz when it comes to studio stuff. I'm more of kind of maybe a harmony guy, and hopefully I'll be able to send you some new stuff. Maybe I'm aiming for a month's time. That'll be
excellent.
Myself and Alex. We've got a kind of a different band that we're putting together. So that's really keeping me busy at the moment. I'm really enjoying that.
Okay, it's really good. Listen, I look forward to talking to your dad next week, and thank you very much for this song. We're going to play this now. And Eric, thanks. Good to talk to you, and keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Not at all. You're very, very welcome. It's Eric McGrath. And as I say, the song is called It Has to Be You. So if you have a romantic persuasion, maybe just stop what you're doing for 2 minutes and 52 seconds and listen to this lovely, I suppose, homage to love. It is a really, really nice song. It Has to Be You by Eric McGrath, courtesy of our special week of Waterford supporting Waterford and Irish musicians here on WLR.